Welcome to Pitching Rave Vocals Masterclass with Clean Routing, Intermediate Level inside Ableton Live. We're in drum and bass territory, so think 170 to 175 BPM, big drums, heavy bass, and those classic rave vocal moments that are short, punchy, and unforgettable. The goal today is not just how do I pitch a vocal, the goal is how do you build a system that stays clean, repeatable, and easy to control when the session gets busy, because in DNB, vocals can go from a simple hook to absolute chaos in about 4 bars, and if your routing is messy, you'll lose time, lose CPU, and lose the vibe. By the end, you'll have 5 things working together: a raw vocal source track that stays untouched as your backup, a main pitched vocal instrument you can play like a synth, a chops layer for stutters, fills, and call and response, a set of dedicated FX returns for delay, reverb, and grit, and a resampled track so you can print performances cleanly and commit. All right, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rollers, and it'll keep all the time-based FX feeling right. Now create 4 groups: drums, bass, music, and vox. We're going to build everything inside VOX so it's organized, easy to collapse, easy to mute, and easy to recall later. Quick preference check. Go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. This saves you from Ableton making weird guesses on vocal phrases. Auto Warp Short Samples can stay on, but we're still going to verify everything manually. Now let's import the vocal. Drag your vocal sample onto an audio track and name it Vox RAW. This track is your source of truth. It's the original, it's the backup, it's the thing you don't destroy. In fact, I want you to get used to keeping Vox RAW muted most of the time. It's there when you need it, but it's not part of your daily chaos. Click the clip and turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on the character you want. If you want that cleaner, chipmunk bright rave pitch, Complex Pro can work well, and tones can feel even more synthetic. If you want gritty old-school artifacts, Beats Mode is your friend, especially when you push it. The big idea: Warp Mode is a sound design choice, not just a technical setting. Make sure the phrase sits on the grid. If it's a loop or a phrase with clear timing, set the segment BPM so it locks to your project. Don't overthink it, just get it tight. Now do a quick cleanup chain on Vox RAW. At EQ8, high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. You're removing rumble and handling noise that will absolutely mess with your reverb and delay later. If the vocal sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, and keep it gentle. If the recording is noisy, add a gate. Set the threshold so it closes between phrases, but be careful, you don't want to chop consonants. If you lose the T, the K, the S, the vocal stops being readable. Then add utility. Leave it stereo for now if it's stereo, because we'll manage width later with more intention. One quick coaching note here: gain staging. Before you do any compression, try to get your vocal peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS on the track meter. This makes your sends behave consistently. If one sample is way louder than another, your echo and reverb will feel like they change personality every time you swap a clip. Consistent in equals consistent vine out. Now we convert this vocal into something playable. Instead of pitching in clip view and stacking warp artifacts, we're going to use Simpler for the main pitching. It's faster, more musical, and it keeps your edits predictable. If you've got one clear phrase, right-click and convert to Simpler. If you've got multiple words or shouts and you know you want chops, sliced a new MIDI track can be great. We're going to build both, but let's start with the main pitched hook. Create a new MIDI track and name it Vox Main Pitched. Put the vocal into Simpler and set Simpler to classic mode. Here are the key Simpler settings. Warp off inside Simpler. We want the pitch coming from Simpler, not from extra time algorithms unless we deliberately choose them later. Set voices to 1. This gives you that classic stab behavior, like a one-shot vocal instrument. If it's polyphonic, it can start feeling like a pad when you don't mean it to. Optional. Glide, somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. This is how you get those slurred rave moves, where notes slide into each other. Now pitching. Start with transpose. +7 or +12 is instantly classic bright rave territory. -5 or -12 goes darker, more menacing, more modern. Then use fine tuning to lock it to the track. This matters more than people think. Even 5 to 25 cents can be the difference between sits perfectly and why does this feel annoying. If the vocal is tonal, throw a tuner after Simpler for a moment. You're not doing vocal surgery, you're just checking what note it wants to be so your hook doesn't fight the key of the bass. Now we build the main processing chain, and we'll do it in a way you can reuse every time. On Vox Main Pitched, add an audio effects rack and name it Vito X Main Rack. Inside this rack, build the chain like this. First, EQ 8 for surgical cleanup, high pass around 120 to 180 HE. Vocals don't need that low end in DNB. Your sub and kick own that real estate. If it's harsh, notch around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Use a narrower Q and cut 2 to 6 dB depending on how painful it is. Don't guess. Tweep and listen for the area that makes your ears tense up. Second, saturator for density and presence. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim output so your level stays consistent. This is important. We want the vocal to sound more present, not just louder. Third, glue compressor for control. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto or 0.1 seconds, ratio 2:1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Teacher tip, if you compress too hard after pitching up, you can make the vocal sound small and papery. Aim for control, not flattening. Fourth, utility for width management, maybe 80 to 120% width depending on the vibe. Wider can feel exciting, but remember, DNB needs a strong center for the snare and bass. If your vocal starts stealing that center, you'll feel it immediately. Optional fifth, a limiter just as a safety net, ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. This is for catching rogue shouts, not for smashing the life out of the vocal. Now we do the pro part. Clean FX routing with returns. Inside your VOX group, create 3 return tracks. Name them VOX Delay Ping Pong, Vox Rave Verb, and Vox Gritbus. Here's the mindset. Keep the main vocal track relatively clean and controllable. Get weird on the returns. That way, you can automate energy without destroying intelligibility, and you can pull FX down instantly if the mix gets crowded. On the delay return, add echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Dotted eighth can feel super DNB because it dances around the groove. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter inside echo. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. This keeps the delay from fighting the sub and from getting too sharp. Add subtle modulation, like 2 to 5%, just for movement. After echo, add EQ 8. Cut lows below 200, and if the repeats poke too hard, dip around 3 kHz a little. On the reverb return, add reverb. Size 45 to 70, decay 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Pre-delay is your clarity tool. It lets the dry vocals speak before the cloud arrives. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz, high cut 7 to 10 kHz. Then add compressor after it to tame swells. You can sidechain later, but even without sidechain, a little control goes a long way. On the grit bus return, add redux. Downsample 2 to 6, bit depth 8 to 12. Keep it musical, not just painful. If it's too harsh, reduce dry slash wet or rack it so you can blend. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. Then EQ 8 with a strong high pass, like 200 to 350 Hz, and shape the fizz if needed. And here's a key routing rule to say out loud. Always filter your FX returns. If your reverb and delay carry low end, your entire drop will lose punch, and you'll start wondering why your mix feels like it has a blanket over it. Now let's build the chops layer, because this is where jungle energy lives. Duplicate Vox Main Pitched. Rename it Vox Chops. In simpler, switch to slice mode, slice by transient, and adjust sensitivity until you get word-sized chunks rather than tiny micro-slices. Create a MIDI clip and program 1-bar or 2-bar patterns. Put chops on offbeats, like the end of 2 and 4, and use 16th note stutters before drops or at turnarounds. This is less about melody and more about rhythm. In DNB, vocals often behave like percussion with attitude. Processing idea for chops. Put an auto filter on Vox Chops. Use a small envelope amount so each chop has a bit of movement, or use an LFO at 1/8 or 1/16 to create that restless, rolling motion, and send the chops more aggressively to the grit bus than the main vocal. The main hook should stay readable. The chops can be wild. Now, if your chops feel late, don't immediately smash quantes and ruin the groove. Use track delay on Vox Chops. Try negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. That tiny nudge can bring urgency back and make the chops feel like they're pulling the track forward. At this point, we have a clean system. Now we arrange it like a DNB producer. Think in 32-bar drop logic. Bars 1 to 8. Introduce the main hook sparingly, maybe once every 2 bars. Leave space. Let the drums and bass establish dominance. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in chops for variation. On the last word of a phrase, Push the delay send up so it throws into the gap. That's instant momentum. Bars 17 to 24. Pull the main hook out. Let the bass do something. You can add a darker atmospheric vocal layer, pitched down, filtered, and mostly living in the reverb. This is that fog layer vibe. Bars 25 to 32, hook returns, add a stutter fill in bar 31 to set up the transition. Here are two classic transition tricks. 1. Reverse reverb into the first word of the hook. Duplicate a vocal hit, reverse it, add heavy reverb, resample it, then reverse it back. Now you've got that inhale suction effect that screams rave. 2. Tape stop or spin back vocal moment. You can automate pitch down quickly, or for a really DJ-ish feel, resample a shout, warp it in repitch mode, then automate clip transposition down over one beat. It keeps timing on grid but gives you that falling, spinning energy. Now let's talk about the thing that makes this whole system sustainable, resampling. Create a new audio track named Vox Resample. Set audio from to Vox, main pitch to post FX if you want to print just the main line, or set it to the entire VOX group if you want to print the full vocal ecosystem with chops and sends. Arm Vox Resample, hit record and record 8 to 16 bars, while you tweak pitch, glide, and FX send amounts in real time. Then consolidate the recording so it becomes one clean chunk of audio. Now you can chop it, reverse it, place it precisely, and your CPU stays happy. And this is also where we fix little editing issues. Add tiny fade so you don't get clicks. And when you cut vocals, don't cut right before consonants. Leave a few milliseconds of lead in so T, K, and S still read. Intelligibility is a mixed weapon. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't pitch in clip view and then pitch again in simpler, and then choose a heavy warp mode on top. That's double pitching and it gets facey and smeary fast. Don't drown the pre-drop in long reverb tails. Those tails will mask your snare impact. Automate reverb sends down on big hits, and let space be your effect. Don't over-widen vocals. It feels amazing until you mono-check and the hook disappears or turns into mush. And don't refuse to resample. This audio version is shortened for playback.